Today is the 16th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So over the weekend, it was very eventful for me. Attended the Premier Gospel Awards, and I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me to be Best Newcomer. Congratulations to the winner, who was Charles Dada, a friend of mine. So we thank God for that. It was an amazing weekend. Me and my husband got to spend time together. We went to church. It was just really, really good. I hope you guys are doing well. And as you know, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to actually pick up from Thursday, where we left off, in the line of worship. And as you know, it is Thanksgiving Monday, where we thank God for the week past and the week ahead. So our verse of the day comes from Romans 13, 6-7, and it says this: "This is why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor." And so, Holy God, we thank you that we are free in you and belong to no one and no power. Yet, because we want your name to be respected, we will obey the laws of this land according to your will. At the same time, O Lord, we fervently pray that you will heal our land and bring our hearts back to you, in Jesus' name. And so wherever you are right now, will you just begin to reflect on God's goodness? Begin to reflect on his kindness. Begin to reflect on his mercy and his love and his hope, his freedom, his blood, the assurance of your future in his hands. Will you begin to think about and thank God about all the things he's about to do, the deliverance, the breakthrough, the overtaking of ground and the entering of new territory? Will you just begin to thank God for the things he's about to do? Wherever you are, just lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice. If you are new here on Heart of Worship, we welcome you. Welcome to the family. What we do every Monday is we begin to thank God for everything that he has done last week and everything he's about to do this week. We're just going to prophesy into our week that this week is going to be an amazing week. This is going to be a blessed week. I am strong. I am powerful. I am a go-getter. I am a dream chaser. That everything we lay our hands on will be successful this week. Every phone call, every interview, if you're going for a job this week, we pray for success. If you're going for a medical checkup, we pray that everything is fine. We just begin to thank God, and we begin to leave things in the hands of God. Just use today to thank him. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Makatabu shikitiri basekata. Go on, just lift up your voice.
Oh, yeah. A strong tower makes me. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord.
Lift your voice and sing. Declare it today that there is no one like our God. There is no one like our healer, our provider, our protector, our giver, our Jehovah Shammah. He is everything that we will ever need. There is nobody like him. No one comes before him, and there's no one after him. He is a God that does not lie, nor is he a man that he should repent. Like, this is God we are talking about, the all-knowing, all-seeing God. Emmanuel, the God that is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't take a day off.
Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. No.
Yeah. Father, we come before you right now and we worship your holy name. We glorify you, we magnify you, makata raba sekete rebo shakata yendede shandara basekete bo shakata yekete rebo shandara basekete rebo shakata.
Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody heals like you heal. Nobody loves like you love. Nobody can provide the way you do. No.
Yeah.
Nobody like you. There's nobody like you, God. Nobody can touch my heart. Nobody can heal my soul. Nobody can do it like you do. No. Nobody can deliver me out of my lion's den. Nobody can draw me out of my wilderness, God. There's nobody. There is nobody like you, Lord. Yeah. Nobody compares to you. Nobody higher than your name. Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody mightier than you. Nobody stronger than you. Yendere shakatarabo sendere basekete bosha. Yendere shandaraba seket. Yeah. Oh.
Wherever you are, just begin to give him thanks. 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 The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, it says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I decree and declare that this week you will soar on wings like eagle. I decree and declare that you will run and not grow weary. I decree and declare that you will walk and you will not faint, because our God is with you and God will continue to renew your strength day after day after day after day. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you, Father God, for everything you've done and what you're about to do. We thank you, Father God, just because you are God, just because you're God. And Father God, if you didn't provide any food on the table, if you didn't put roof over our heads, if you didn't put shoes on our feet, Father God, we would still sit here. We would still kneel down and thank you for the God you are. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Makataraba sikete bosha kataraba. Yendede shandaraba sikete bosha kata. There's nobody greater than you. Yeah.
There's nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. No. Yeah. No. Nobody greater. I want to say nobody stronger. Nobody stronger than you. Nobody stronger than you. we searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, no, no. Nobody great, nobody strong, nobody mightier than you. I
The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Continue to encourage one another and build each other up. That is why we are his children. You know, it dawned on me the other day that, you know, God doesn't have grandchildren. We are all his sons and daughters. He is our direct father. He is our direct keeper. He's our direct lover. He's our direct friend. He's a direct brother. He's our direct healer. So there's no middle man. And I say this a lot. There is no middle man. There is no middle thing that is holding us back from having that one-on-one connection with our God. So we say there's nobody like you, God. On this day, we say there's nobody like you. Nobody like you, oh God. The Lord mighty in battle. There is nobody greater than you. Yekitibu shakata rabasikiti. Yendidi shandara basikiti ribu shakata tatarabasi. For the next minute, go on wherever you are. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to honor his name. Just begin to honor him right now. Just begin to honor him. Begin to reverence him. Begin to tell him how much you love him. Begin to tell him how much you adore him. Begin to tell him what he means to you. How much he means to you. Makata rabasi ketebu shakata. Yes, Lord Jesus. We honor you. Yeah. Father, you are too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Your infinite wisdom, yeah. Who can fathom the depth of your love? For you are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God.
stand in awe of you.
Father God, we say that you are beautiful beyond description. And Lord, that you're too marvelous. You are too marvelous for words. Oh, makata bo shikete ribo shakata rabasindiri basikete. Oh. Do you know that there are no strings attached when we worship God? That there are no strings attached. There are no strings attached. Oh. Like God has given us the free will and the choice to come before Him, to worship Him and to be in His presence. And with all of that, He still loves us. He still cares for us. He still provides for us. He still gives us everything we need. How can we not worship this God? How can we not serve this God? How can we not give everything back to God? How can we not? Even now, as I'm sitting here and I think about the things that God has done for me, I can't even begin to put in words how grateful I am. Just for the opportunity, just for the fact that He chose me.
I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Lift up your voice and just tell Him that you stand in awe of Him. Just tell him. Yeah. Just begin to bask in His presence. Begin to bask in His presence. Begin to bask in His glory.
And so, Father, we want to praise and thank you for the living hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that we have been placed in union with Him. Thank you for the confident assurance we have in Him, knowing that our eternal future is secured for us in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus our Saviour. Father, we thank you that our hope is firmly anchored in Him and eternally secured in Christ, the rock of our salvation. And we pray that day by day we may hold fast to the blessed hope that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ is the mainstay of our soul and who is both sure and steadfast, faithful and true. We praise and thank you for all the wonderful things, Father God, that we receive in Christ Jesus, who died for us that we might have an abundance of life, an abundance of hope in this world and in the ages to come, life everlasting. To Him be all praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So guys, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, once again, we welcome you. We are on all the social media websites. So Heart of Worship is on Facebook. If you want to go over there and just follow us. If you want to follow me personally, my name is JC May. I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat. If you type in JC May or JC May Music, you will find me. We also have a Spotify playlist for you. So if you go on Spotify and click and type in a Heart of Worship podcast, you will find a playlist for you to be able to help you continue in your line of worship. But until tomorrow, guys, stay blessed. And my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you guys. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.